Can you tell me a few words about the work of Solidarity Committee for Gino?
Yes, so the Committee for the Liberation of Gino work since November 2024. And so we want to expand the mobilization, not only for the militants and the comrades, but also in the press and general press, in the political party in France, and also in the international and European committee, because there is one committee in Italy. There are the committee also of the German militants who are in trail now in Germany. Yep. So the idea is to make more sensibilization about the day of honor also, that and to say and to explain what is this commemoration in Hungary with all the year now, since the year 90s.
So this international cooperation with the other internationalist groups and Antifa groups works well in your eyes?
Yeah, we work well all together. It's hard to find a moment to speak all together, but we find a moment. For example, this week we go to Milano in mm-hmm. Italy for the commemoration of Dax, one anti-fascist who was killed by people, fascist in since 20 years now.
20 years ago, yeah.
So we will make a network and coordination at this moment also.
Great, super. So today we have this trial or this hearing, which is like 4 months he's in prison now, and Hungary delivered some new information really short term before the last trial, a month ago. So what's at stake today in this trial?
Today the lawyer will make the defense for Gino, and they will explain so what the document says. They say before that they not answer the request of the court. Mm-hmm. So we will see what they say, because they need to say how they can protect Gino about his political opinion in jail if he go in Hungary jail, and also the equitability of the justice of Hungary. And this that we know from the case of Ilaya and from the case of Maya, it will be hard for the Hungary to defend them.
Okay, and we have any new elements? Did they like make how can I imagine that they wrote it, they sent it in a day before the trial, I think, or something like this? That's already like it, anyway, it was late. But do we have elements which could be problematic for Gino's defense?
Well, we don't really know, but we are thinking that they will not have a new paper about and new information about the case of Gino, because as we say before and as they say before the lawyer, they don't answer to the first request.
They didn't really answer to the questions that were.
Yeah, okay. It was the same for Gabriele Marchesi in Italy. Yeah. That they don't answer. So the court of Milano say, okay, we will not remain him to Hungary.
Okay, great. So we can have a little bit of hope.
Yeah, we have hope for the case of Gino and also to his liberation. Us, we want his liberation now.
Yeah, and we have any chance of getting him free now? It's not going to happen. Like, the court will take a few weeks, I suppose.
Yeah, they will take 3 weeks, like 10 days of maybe to deliver in the answer. But we will have more information after the trailer today.
Okay, well, let's go in.
Yeah,
thank you. Maybe one last question. How to support you guys from elsewhere?
Yeah, you can following the Instagram Libere Gino. And also we have a website now, Free Gino, mm-hmm. where we collect all the press and the media we have. And we will also make an update about Gino, who will make a letter soon about his case and to defend himself also.
Okay, super, thank you. Merci, c'est cool.